AI News by Conjero.
Morning, big theme today. Infrastructure and capital are rewriting the AI playbook. Start with AWS. It just posted its fastest growth in 15 quarters, but the real headline is the spend behind that number. Land, power, and specialized buildouts to feed model demand are forcing a CapEx reset across the cloud.
Totally, that reset isn't just racks and GPUs. It's renewable power deals, long-term real estate commitments, and new electrical designs for AI loads. When one provider ramps, it pulls supply and pricing through the whole ecosystem, squeezing margins for smaller cloud players and ramping vendor lock-in.
On the product side, Microsoft's new OpenAI deal reframes Frontier Access as a commercial edge. Royalty-free Frontier Access through 2032 and retained IP rights change how Microsoft can fold the very latest models into Teams, Office, and Azure services. It's less about secrecy, more about execution at scale.
That execution focus matters for customers. If Microsoft can reliably operationalize frontier models across its suites, it becomes a one-stop shop for enterprises chasing productivity gains. Competitors will need either their own frontier access or smart partnerships to keep parity.
Then there's Anthropic. The near $900 billion signal from preemptive $40-50 billion bids. That kind of fundraising isn't just headline juice. It reshapes compute economics and gives a player the balance sheet to secure long-term capacity, safety tooling, and the talent war chest.
But huge raises also distort the market. They reprioritize capital towards vertical integration, companies buying influence over chip supply, private data center capacity, and exclusive tooling. Expect pricing dynamics and M&A to shift as investors chase defensible moats.
Microsoft's Copilot story shows the demand side catching up. Over 20 million paid seats and massive deals like Accenture's 740,000-seat engagement. That scale turns usage telemetry into a product advantage. Real-world signals now feed model refinement and feature roadmaps.
Which raises privacy and governance questions. Usage-derived improvements are powerful, but enterprise customers will demand contractual clarity on telemetry, fine-tuning, and data residency. Managing that tension will separate trusted vendors from mere feature vendors.
Google Cloud's breakout past $20 billion highlights the flip side. Growth constrained by capacity. TPU supply, data center footprint, and other physical limits are now gating how fast operators can deploy AI services, even when demand is surging.
Clients will respond pragmatically. Some will wait for preferred providers to scale. Others will stitch hybrid solutions, on-prem, multi-cloud, or private clusters, to avoid vendor queuing. That behavior will shape procurement and long-term architecture choices.
Look at where these threads meet. Providers racing on land and power, chip supply tensions, and capital chasing control. It's not just a software race anymore. Owning the underlying physics of compute is a strategic asset.
And tooling is tightening too. PwC's AIDA on AWS is a good example, a hybrid approach that pairs extraction templates with bedrock models to turn contracts into structured, source-cited data. Auditability and provenance are becoming first-class features, not afterthoughts.
That matters for legal and compliance teams. Structured, source-cited contract data reduces downstream risk and cuts the headache of model hallucinations. It also changes how consultancies package IP, moving from advisory to productized, verifiable outputs.
Strategically, these developments feed each other. Big raises fund capacity buys and safety tooling. Capacity limits push enterprises toward players with guaranteed access, and companies that provide auditable, enterprise-ready models win trust and customers.
So here's a concise take. We're watching a convergence where capital, capacity, and productization create a compound advantage. Whoever controls reliable access to frontier models, the physical capacity to run them, and the auditability enterprises require will set the market's terms.
Exactly. Expect accelerated consolidation in hardware partnerships, more enterprise-focused product deals like Microsoft's, and a surge in compliance-first tooling from consultancies and cloud vendors. The next 12-24 months will decide who gets durable advantages.
One practical note for listeners building or buying AI. Prioritize providers that can demonstrate both predictable capacity and clear contractual control over telemetry and IP. That combination is where performance meets risk management.
All right, that's our snapshot of how CapEx, frontier access, huge fundraising, and stricter contract intelligence are reshaping the AI landscape. We'll watch capacity and capital moves next week and bring updates.
AI News by Conjero.